you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin part two of our series entitled, The Diligent Person.
God, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the wisdom of your spirit. We thank you, Father, that there's no lack in our life of revelation from the Word of God. We thank you that the wisdom of God is abundant in our life. Father, we thank you that things we don't know that we need to know, that the Holy Spirit will teach us, that we'll lack no good thing. In Jesus' name we pray it. All in agreement say, amen. Well, we're studying on the subject of the diligent person. We said a diligent person is a person who is constant in effort to accomplish. A person is attentive to be persistent. Something that is done or pursued with persevering action, attention. It's constant in effort. Last week I said you think of diligence as that no matter what it looks like, you just keep going. That's a diligent person. They just keep going. Same thing as persistent. Those words are very close. These individuals keep going. It's whenever you're going to succeed in life, you're probably going to run into some bumps in the road. Whenever you're going to run the track of life, you're probably going to jump some hurdles. But the people who are diligent are those who just jump the hurdle. They just jump and keep going. Yeah, there's another problem. Jump it. Yeah, there's opposition to me starting a business. Start it anyway. Yeah, but I hit a bump. Keep going anyway. Well, I'm going into ministry, but it doesn't seem like nobody wants me to preach. Well, you keep going out there, keep studying, keep writing sermons anyway. Well, I'm a salesman. I want to be number one salesman in my division. Well, you know what? You keep selling. Yeah, but I'm getting a lot of no's. That's all right. Keep selling. You get a lot of yeses that ways too. Because there's some truth to the fact that failure is on the way to success. There's some setbacks on the way to being set up for success. There's going to be obstacles in life. Living itself is a challenge. Diligent people are required to win in life because you have to have people understand what there's a sermon Helen has out called Delay Does Not Mean Denial. You got to realize that when things happen in your life to appear to delay you, that doesn't mean it's denied your success. And diligent people will continue to think like that. Hey, this is what I'm going to do. Well, yeah, but what about this? What about this? Roxanne was telling me 7 years working on getting her vision to come to pass and things. She's had ups and downs and victories and challenges and battles and hills and mountains and valleys, but she hadn't stopped. 7 years still believing God and working forward. And because she's diligent, the diligent shall rule and the diligent shall riches. And there's a verse behind that, the diligent shall spread the wealth. No, I'm teasing. But the diligent, I like to see folks blessed. But you know what? Folks that quit on you, can't do nothing with them. You can't do nothing with them. I used to play golf a lot. You play golf. I like to play with people to play to win all the way through the game. Sometimes you have somebody be the second hole. They're not doing so good in the second hole and they quit. I don't want to play. Start hitting the ball in the water, throwing the ball all over the fence. It just doesn't matter anymore. Hey, it's an 18-hole game. You got 16 holes left. You're quitting already. You're only 2 strokes back. But you're not going to do real good like that because that's a quitter. You got to have people who will keep going in the middle. And I guarantee you there's nobody who's won who was not diligent. That's just one of the requirements to succeeding is to be diligent. If you look at yourself and say, man, I've started a lot of things. I've finished so few. Boy, I'm quick to get going, but then I'm just as quick to give up. If you're that kind of individual, you want to work on developing diligence because that will prevent you from succeeding. That type of attitude of I'm going to start something that I'm possibly even going to consider quitting. That's already not being diligent from the beginning. You don't start what you're not going to finish, and you're not surprised that there's obstacles to success, are you? You're not surprised that life doesn't lay down and roll out, and like Brother Hagin said, it's not just going through life on beds of flowery ease. It doesn't surprise you when you hit bumps on the road, do you? You drive down the street, you go on somewhere on a sunny day, and you drive for 2 days and start raining one day. You don't say, we got to turn back. It's raining. If that's your attitude, you'll never get there. No, you just keep going. A little bit of rain, turn the windshield wipers and keep going. Get yourself some windshield wipers. When you have problems, have a mentality or have an attitude of diligence to say, I'm already going through no matter what comes anyway. And you keep the continual, consistent, persistent effort towards the goal. You keep pressing. You don't stop. You don't let up. You don't turn back. You just keep pressing. If you get knocked back, you get back up and keep pressing. Eventually, you wear it down. They said one of the most powerful things in the world are drops of water. Because there's nothing in this world that, given enough time, a drop of water, drop after drop after drop, won't eat right through. It just eat right through. You got a running river to cut the Grand Canyon. Year after year, just knock off a little bit of sand, knock off a little sand. And now you got this huge cavern in the earth that was just done by a river, a small river running. But it just kept cutting and cutting and pulling away to shore and pulling away to shore. If you just take water, you can take a thick piece of metal. No matter how thick you want it to be, drops of water will eventually roll it away. It eventually rolled away. You said, no, you can't get a 30-inch thick piece of steel and drops of water rolled away. It'll take time, but it will erode it away. Well, it's not a lot of power, but it's consistent. Not a lot of strength, but it's consistent. Not a lot of wisdom, but enough. Not a lot of pressure, but consistently enough.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
But it's consistent. Not a lot of strength, but it's consistent. Not a lot of wisdom, but enough. Not a lot of pressure, but consistently enough. If you keep pressing, you'll wear down anything and everything. You keep pressing. The power of faith, nothing can resist it. Faith can change anything. Faith can move a mountain. God didn't say whether it's one shovel full at a time or not, but he said it would move the mountain. You can move it because persistence goes along with faith. You have to hold out and be believing God that you receive then, but then you have to be diligent in your confessions and diligent in your belief that God, because like I said, things take time for other people to do things. You may be believing God for $1,000. God's not a counterfeiter. Somebody else is going to get involved. And sometimes other people are a little slow, so while they're being slow to hear God or slow to bring the finances to you, what do you have to do during that time? You still have to be believing. You can't say, well, I tried it 3 days, guess it doesn't work. What is that person lacking? Diligence. They're not persistent, they're not diligent. And that hinders what? The faith. So one of the elements of faith is going to be if it's something that's not immediately manifested, it's going to take diligence to succeed at faith. It's going to take diligence to receive what you're believing God for. You're working on a degree, you're working on medical school, you're working on engineering, lawyer, whatever you want to do, it's not going to happen in a day. I don't know anybody to receive a 4-year degree in a day, no matter how smart they are. I know anybody got it in a day. They won't even test you in a day. So nobody's going to do it. So it's going to take a period of time, but yet I know 4-year degrees are out there all the time, and there's some people start school and quit school, they don't go through it. It wasn't something they were diligent at. But if they kept taking tests, I don't care if they failed them, took them again, and got a better grade next time, till they 6-7 years, but got through, that person's diligence got them through. They didn't stop. They didn't stop. Whatever it is you want in life is going to require diligence. So to win in life, you must become a diligent person. We looked at some of the great things about diligence. We looked in Proverbs 21:5 that says, the diligent person has abundant thinking and careful planning. The diligent person plans, they see in advance, they lay things out. They have a goal, they have an ideal. And I really find that there's more and more people in this life that don't know what they want. They're waiting for someone to tell them what they want. They say, Brenda, what do you want in life? If Brenda doesn't know, she's in trouble. And a lot of people, you ask them, they say stuff like, to be happy. Happiness is relative, that means nothing. Because what makes one person happy makes another person sad. What makes one person sad makes them happy. So happiness is not defining anything. I want to feel good. Well, feel good. Different things make people feel good. What specifically do you want to get specifically what you want? What specifically do you want? Well, you know what? I'd like to start a business, or I'd like to have X amount of dollars, or I'd like to marry X type of man or woman. Not just I want a man or I want a woman, because you may get a man or a woman. Then maybe after that, you may get a divorce, because you find out you had a little more specific needs than you was willing to discuss. But if you just say, you just get on the phone and say, send me a car, what kind of car? I got $1,000. Send me any car for $1,000. You're going to get any old car. So you might need to know what you want And most people, when you ask them, what specifically do you want? And we thought it was only in career day in high school they asked that question. We thought everybody didn't know what they wanted. There's people now 20 years out of high school, you ask them, what specific do you want? I just want to be happy. Well, what makes you happy? What specific makes you happy? And then they had to start thinking. You should already know what you want. Now, I know what the God, will of God is for my life, so if somebody asks me what I want to fulfill the will of God. I want to have a church with 5,000 plus people that changes this area, that affects, that goes to have missionaries in the Caribbean. Want to have 100 to 120 acres, have an oasis of ministry where people can come from all over the world to hear the gospel, have glorious meetings, have the word of God preached to change people's lives, and everything that goes along with that, that's a specific place to go to. 5,000 plus people. The plus can be whatever, but we got to get to 5,000 before that. Do you know what you want in life? If you don't know what you want, you're unfocused. If you're unfocused, it's hard to be persistent in any direction. It's like fighting an enemy and you're just shooting randomly off in every direction. But the enemy may be standing over there waiting on the hill till you run out of diligence. And then as soon as you get through, you run out of bullets, then he rise up and shoot you in your head. It'd be much better if you knew the enemy was over there. You knew where you were headed, where you were shooting, where you're going, and you can conserve and you can be smart and you can focus your energy. It's hard to be diligent everywhere at the same time. You can't do that. And that's what some people are trying to do. I'm a real diligent person. What are you diligent at? I'm not sure. Well, how are you going to be diligent with no focus, with no direction? How are you going to accomplish something if you got no goal of anything you're trying to accomplish? I'm just going to accomplish life. Well, that's not a goal. You can't accomplish it all. You have to pick what you're going to do. There's far too much in life to accomplish for you to accomplish all of it. So what specifically do you want to focus your energy or your continual effort on? Maybe you say, I want to get out of debt. And this year, I want to reduce my debt 50%. And I owe $50,000 and I want to be down to 25. Okay, now let me get a plan. Now let me get a workable, feasible plan that works. Now let me be diligent to keep that budget that's going to get me to that goal. And if you are diligent to keep it, you'll reach 50% of it paid. And if you do next year, 50%. And man, I tell you, when you get it all paid off, you say, I was debt-free due to my diligence. I was debt-free due to diligence. But if I started and then stopped, or if I just start shooting out my energy any old kind of direction, no specific area, I may never accomplish that. The diligent person is abundant in thinking and careful in planning. What do you want? And it may be something you have to pray for. You might say, well, Pastor Cook, you're kind of hitting me. I don't really know exactly. Pray and believe God for direction. Meanwhile, read your Bible. It'll show you things you need to be diligent at. It'll show you some short-term goals. Be diligent at church attendance. But there's a whole list of things to be diligent at the Word of God that's on your way to success. And sometimes you need to just do that. Do what you know to do. Be faithful with the little revelation God's given you, and he'll be giving more. But sometimes people aren't faithful with the little. They're still just shooting. Spiritually shooting, naturally shooting, just living.
Today's message has been part two of the series entitled The Diligent Person.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and